Mr. Wilson slowly went downstairs. For a moment he stood looking at the phone, then picked it up and dialed the number of the grammar school. No one answered. He replaced the receiver, went to the foot of the stairs and called. "What's the name of the master in charge of this tournament?" "I don't know," Rob called weakly. "You told me you've been training with Mr. Granger," Mr. Wilson called. "Would he know anything about it?" Rob did not answer, so Mr. Wilson looked up all the Grangers in the phone book. There were four in the town, but only one was M.A. "That's him," said Mr. Wilson. With a lead in his heart and ice in his finger, he dialed the number. "Mrs. Granger, Fitch, Mr. Granger. Yes, he taught at the school." He was the right man. What could he do for Mr. Wilson? "It's about tonight boxing tournament." "Sorry, what?" "The line is bad. Tonight's boxing tournament." "Have you got the right person?" "You teach my son, Rob. We've just agreed on that." "Well, it's about the boxing tournament he's supposed to take part in tonight."
"Where? Where?"
"At the school, of course. He's representing the under-15s. There was a pause. "I'm not quite sure what mistake you're making, Mr. Wilson, but I think you got hold on the wrong end of at least one stick." A hardly defensive laugh. If Rob belongs to a boxing club, it's certainly news to me. But in any case, it can't be anything to do with the school. We don't go in for boxing.